You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've got Sandy Mill in the studio. Kia ora, Sandy.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm well, actually. I'm a bit tired. We had a rehearsal last night, Bellbird's rehearsal, and we played for some of Victoria's neighbours. She invited them over, so we had like this pseudo gig.
That's so
cool.
Lounge. So the Bellbirds, of course, will be performing on the opening night of the Going West Writers Festival.
That's right, yes.
Which is on the 6th. That is tomorrow.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
It is. And even more so for us as a band, because we haven't played together for about 7 or 8 years.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And we just kind of were offered the opportunity to do this gig, and we thought about it. Don was still in Canada, and mm-hmm. we were like, are you going to be here? And he said, yeah, I'm there for the Blams. So
that's how it came together. So who are the Bellbirds, if people aren't familiar?
Okay, so Sean Donnelly, it was his kind of brainchild about 10 years ago. And Don McGlashan and Victoria Kelly and myself.
Awesome. Mm. I think it's lovely to have music integrated into a writers' festival, because that is, you know, one of the fundamental parts of music making is that crafting a song, crafting like a story as well.
Most definitely.
What's exciting for you about this writers' festival, or just writing in general, I guess?
I'm a book fiend. I've always got at least a couple on the go,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes more. I love secondhand shops and going into them and just checking, just like I love books.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Kindle kind of gal. I just love.
Oops. Neither.
Doris, the classic FM microphone bang.
Yeah. I love being able to open it and flick through the pages and that smell and just, yeah.
I tried the Kindle once.
Yeah.
It just didn't do it for me.
No.
It didn't give me the same thing.
Yeah, I would rather just carry around a big old mm-hmm. book in my handbag mm-hmm. or, you know, yes. Yeah.
There's something lovely as well about having a book which has sort of had a bit of a life before it. Our flat has a rotating sort of library of everybody shares each other's books.
Yeah.
I very embarrassingly lent one of my flatmates a book that I'd read in high school and forgot I'd written all these notes in the margin. These are really like sort of 15-year-old like righteous little feminist notes in the margin being like, this bit's so sexist. And my flatmate was like, what is this? I was like, oh no. But that's kind of the joy of reading is those
that's
sort
right.
of like collective experiences as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And you find books sometimes that have got like a little note at the front, you know, dear such and so,
yeah.
for your 15th birthday or your 50th or yeah. whatever, you know, it's really cool.
It is lovely,
yeah.
lovely, and it's kind of gives it a bit of magic to it as well.
Mm.
You're also going to be DJing on the slam poetry night,
yes.
I believe. I'll get
yes,
the date up.
The 13th, I think, Friday the 13th.
Yes,
because I like Friday the 13th.
Very cool. Friday the 13th of September.
Yes.
The poetry slam is awesome. Have you been to it before?
No.
Have you been to a poetry slam
no.
before?
No. Oh,
so I'm quite
exciting.
Excited about
yeah.
it, yeah. Because so I've kind of, I pulled out a whole lot of vinyl yesterday, actually, just kind of going, okay, where am I going to go with this? Because I really want to make sure that I play stuff that is relevant to poetry. So,
mm-hmm.
so you know, Gil Scott-Heron,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'll throw some Nina Simone. And so I'm going to, and Nick Cave, and just
yeah.
real lyrical, Leonard Cohen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've got to kind of go through and find some gems
yeah.
and then
yeah.
just kind of put them in my bag.
Absolutely.
And yeah. It's yeah. So, but I am excited. I think it'll be amazing.
It's also always amazing to see what young voices are sort of, I guess, thinking about and wanting to write about and make sort of their story that they tell in front of an audience. It's always really, it's a brave thing to stand
it's
up.
So brave.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to someone last night saying how if I were to stand up in front of a huge audience, I would crumble
yeah.
if I spoke.
Mm.
But singing's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I find people that can just stand up and command an audience just incredible. Yeah, just absolutely. Take my hat off to them.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it really amazes me.
That's kind of the other amazing thing about, I guess, writing for music making as well, is you kind of have this twofold relationship to it where maybe the music catches you, but it's often the lyrics that keep you there as well.
Yeah.
What makes a good song for you?
Oh, crikey.
That is a big question for 8:40 a.m. Yeah, yeah. on a Thursday morning.
Yeah, especially when I got to sleep at 1:45.
Yeah, yeah.
it depends.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, what was the question again?
What makes a good song? Good writing, a good song for you.
Yeah. So not necessarily rhyming.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know,
yeah.
A story and a story told in a way that is not necessarily how you would expect it.
Yeah.
I like, for instance, I really love Don and Sean's songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sean's been actually writing some. He said he's been kind of delved into his archives,
mm-hmm.
pulled out a whole lot of songs from 2013 and 14, and finished a whole lot
cool.
of stuff. And he played us some the other night on our way home. And oh my god, so good!
Yeah, so cool.
You know, and just. He's one of those writers who, because I've worked with Sean for years,
mm-hmm.
20 years.
Yeah, wow.
20 years. So, he's got that gift
mm-hmm.
of being able to write a really good song.
Yeah.
Don as well, obviously.
He's like the king of vignettes of New Zealand sort of life, isn't he?
He's the Don,
He is
right?
the Don, yeah.
So yeah,
no, it's very true. When you're writing music, what's sort of the starting point for you? Where do you kind of come at a song from?
It really depends. Sometimes I will come up with a melody, and it's got like it's got everything's there
mm-hmm.
except the lyric.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to kind of get it down. I'll open my phone or, mm-hmm. or laptop and just chuck it on GarageBand or whatever,
yeah,
or voice
yeah.
memo, and I will sing the bass parts and the
nice. You know, this is how it's going to sound.
And the phrasing, and then I kind of work that. I'll have the phrasing there, so I just need to chuck the words in.
Yeah.
You know. But then sometimes I'll come up with vocal, like a lyric first. It really depends.
Yeah.
You know. But I've got to throw myself back into that seat. Soon.
Exciting.
I'm feeling quite like I need
getting
to.
Getting the itch.
Yeah, yeah, very much so, especially working with these guys. I mean, oh my God.
There's nothing like collaboration to really kickstart your brain and
yeah.
you'd be like, yes, actually, this is something I haven't thought about for a while, or this is a way I hadn't thought about making for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's special with Bellbirds, because it's basically two acoustic guitars, Fender Rhodes, and the occasional tenor horn.
Yep.
And
wonder who might play that.
Yeah. And a tamburica, which
What's
is
a tamburica?
It's like a Croatian version of a ukulele.
Oh, cool. Nice.
It's really, really beautiful. So, yeah, that pops up.
Gorgeous.
And a little mini Jupiter synth.
Cool.
That Sean kind of has introduced
as a go on
to
yeah.
the band. Yeah. So
that's
it's,
awesome.
It's lovely. A little bit of percussion. But generally, it's just four voices,
yeah.
and we just, it's quite special.
I think it's going to be a really gorgeous night. So this is going to be the opening night of the Going West Writers Festival. Tomorrow night, the Bellbirds will be performing from 8:45 p.m. until 9:45 p.m. at the Titirangi War Memorial Hall. It's going to be so gorgeous.
Yeah, well, actually, come early, because
yep.
I think the doors are at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Knox, who's a fab writer, she's the keynote speaker, and then Apirana Taylor is doing is reading as well, so it's going to be really special. It's like a really good sort of grown-up date night.
I love it.
I love it.
How to be an adult,
you know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah. So it'll be quite special, I reckon.
Oh, that's so great. Well, we're going to play one of your songs now, Sandy.
Oh,
this
thanks.
Is Charade. Good luck tomorrow. It sounds
thanks.
Like it's going to be a lovely, lovely night.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. Lovely. Bye.
absolutely gorgeous track by Sandy Mill here called Charade. Thanks again to Sandy for popping in and chatting to us this morning. You can catch her performing with the Bellbirds tomorrow night at the opening night of the Going West Writers Festival. Doors from 7 and the Bellbirds will be on at 8:45. But as Sandy was just saying, there are some fantastic readings that will be happening first. Grown-up date night is the best description of it, I reckon. So head along to that. It's going to be a wonderful writers' festival and a wonderful performance by the Bellbirds, I'm sure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.